RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Health made easy. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
The holidays are so much fun and so exciting. However, sometimes the holidays can be a little bit of a dread. You know, you dread going to a certain cousin's house for some holiday dinner because you know there's going to be this cousin that you just don't get along with or this uncle that you just can't stand being around. How do you deal with those toxic relationships and how do you kind of come through it on the other end and be a better person for it? I know we tell ourselves that all the time. My guest today, Dr. Ramani Durvasula. She's licensed clinical psychologist and professor of psychology. So Dr. Durvasula, those toxic relationships, do we avoid them or do we learn to rise above them?
My favorite way of talking about toxic relationships is we often have to work around them. You know, this idea of rising above them, a lot of people can destroy themselves in the process of doing that. So I almost imagine you had like a big oak tree growing through the middle of your living room. You kind of have to work around it. And you're definitely not going to be able to go head on with these folks. So ideally, you can avoid them. But the holidays are a unique time that these people you've managed to avoid all year end up coming through your life on a revolving door for the next 30 days. So it's a different set of techniques now.
It is a different set of techniques. So give us some tips right away. We walk in the door and, there's that person you don't want to deal with. What do you do?
Here's my first tip. You got to prepare before you even walk in the door. And that might be in the car, on the way to the door, in the subway, however you're getting there, and say, it's going to be the same as usual. Do not expect your Christmas miracle. Like, this is not going to happen. So prepare yourself that you're going to get the same criticism. You're still single. You've put on some pounds, whatever it's going to be. Prepare yourself. Get yourself into sort of your Jedi mind warrior space and walk in the door with that holiday smile. Don't expect it to be different. So a lot of your prep work happens on the front end before you enter the door.
So then, down your bottle of wine as you're walking up so that you're much more relaxed. Drink a big shot of something so that you can walk in with a smile on your face.
You got to walk in with that smile because whatever you do, they are going to notice it. They are going to criticize. They've done it for the past however many years. They're going to do it again. So then you walk in and you don't expect it to be different. And then the other way you want to prepare is have almost like a job interview, Melanie, almost like a job interview. Walk in there with your questions. The best way to manage toxic people, if you're stuck with them, especially at the holidays, is let them talk about themselves. Let them go on and just literally have those questions prepared. Put them in your phone, put them on a piece of paper, and ask them about their lives. Then they'll go spinning along and every so often excuse yourself to go to the bathroom. Be an audience to them for these few minutes or few hours per year because you're not going to win at having your own conversation with them and expecting the usual back and forth. I think it's the expectations around the holiday and all the good cheer that leave a lot of people feeling let down about these relationships. They want to get it right this year. It's not going to happen. So you got to let that go and be prepared.
So you can mentally make your own shopping list while they're answering all your questions.
You don't have to have mantras prepared. You know, whatever it takes, but go to your happy place.
Go to your happy place and just listen. And what about the relationships that are toxic in other ways, like maybe they're passive aggressive or condescending or even physical? You're like, ew, okay, no, back off. What do you do about those? Because you don't want to start any big family fights. Right. And what do you do about talking to other people about it? Like, Mom, I can't stand when you invite Uncle Al over this, you know?
Okay. I think part of it, again, is that managing expectations piece. You know, in my book, Dealing with Narcissism, that's probably my key piece of advice, is manage expectations. Mom is inviting Uncle Al. Be prepared. You may even want to contact her on the front end and say, what time is he getting there? So you may even be able to try to minimize your amount of time. You often have to be the one doing the heavy lifting because Uncle Al ain't going to change. I also think with the passive-aggressive stuff, remember, people do that because they're miserable, because they lack self-esteem, because they're insecure. So all you can do is handle it with grace. And that does mean, though, Melanie, on those days, you need to build in some breaks for yourself. Nobody can be a passive-aggressive punching bag or a narcissistic punching bag for 8 straight hours. I don't care how many presents are under the tree. So you may want to, every so often, take a walk, step aside, go outside, you know, take the psychological equivalent of a smoking break, basically. Step outside, kind of find your center again, and go back in for round 2, 3, and 15. So I think a lot of it is pacing yourself, but don't try to spar with them. You haven't won any holiday before. This isn't going to be the year it happens. This is going to be the year that you smile gently, listen to their nonsense, and then step away. Don't give them the satisfaction of getting in the mud with them.
Well, I love that analogy, the equivalent, the psychological equivalent of a smoke break, and also keeping yourself busy helping in the kitchen and bringing out trays can help avoid some of that as well. Now, in this particular holiday season, Dr. Devasula, there is so much political turmoil out there. I mean, crazy. And you're on one side of the aisle these days or on another. And those arguments are going to start up. So either you have no politics, religion, no discussion at all, but there's bound to be that one uncle or somebody who brings it up. Oh, how you liking, you know. So what do? You just back off of those conversations. You get up and carry the tray to the kitchen. What do you do in those situations?
Again, great point, Melanie, especially at such a tumultuous time in history. You have to ask yourself the question of whether you want to take the gloves off and get into the fight.
Yeah, I love that.
You know, that's it. And so if that's not what you want, and you do want to be mindful, if this is a special Christmas for your family, if there's children around, this may not be the day to have it. So if you're being baited, you know, really stick to what I hope is what most people's belief is. I only can hope at this holiday season for peace around the world, and stick to that. If they really want to get into it, you may want to take the adult route and say, I'd love to talk to you about this, but let's face it, it's going to get heated. Why don't we step aside and then basically do the psychological equivalent of taking them out for a bar fight and go have it if you want to have that fight. But don't do it to an audience. And again, if you're being baited, don't go for the bait, because ultimately it's not just the person who's baiting you that's going to look bad. It's both of you that are going to look bad. I agree with you. This is a tough year, and there are a lot of people holding a lot of inflammatory opinions out there that they believe in. And so I just don't, I think it's time and place. And sadly, some people out there don't have that filter. They seem to think that over cranberries and presents and ribbons and menorahs, it's an appropriate time to have these kinds of arguments. And so sadly, those of us who are not toxic often have to take the higher road and find a more appropriate time and place to have these discussions. Basically, we have to be the best version of ourselves to teach toxic people that there is a different way to be. They aren't going to get the lesson, but again, don't get in the mud with them. And one other piece of advice I always give people at the holidays, when all of the adults are behaving badly, your go-to, if they're around, are children.
Because absolutely.
Really, they are a reminder of the future. They are a reminder of what's good. And help them put the Tinker Toys together or go find the batteries. Get down on your knees. Remember what it was like as a kid. I always view children as the best, safest, happiest go-to on the holidays when all of the adults are behaving badly.
What a great distraction children and babies are, babies especially, because you can just always go to them when somebody starts up about something that you just really don't want to discuss or get into.
Yes.
So that's great bit of advice in the last minute here. You are such a good guest, Dr. Devasula. Give us your best advice for dealing with the holidays and these toxic guests and relationships and all the crap you got to go through.
Don't let the toxic people scrooge out your holidays. This can be a special time of seeing old friends and family. Manage your expectations, do your breathing, walk into that situation, and keep the holidays are about the holidays. Build in that extra time you need and find the magical people rather than the toxic people and focus your attention and love on them.
That is great advice. Focus your attention and love on the magical people and the kids and the babies and the food and help around the house and all of those things that you can do if you need distractions from those toxic people. And don't get the gloves off and get into the arguments. It's really not worth it. And you're not, as Dr. Devasula says, going to change anybody's mind. Even if you're on the side of right and good information, you're not going to change anybody's mind. So don't even bother. Just put it aside, wash it off, and clear your mind, do your mantras, and you'll have a great holiday season. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening. Stay well.